Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Are we recording, Satch? Are we recording?
Recording.
Yeah? Yes. Okay, then let's let the people decide. Okay. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Brown Note.
Hello. Hello.
Right. Satch is here. He's my mate. And Kedge is here. Kedge is the type of person that we just found out in the last few minutes who dips his fingers in jars of food at my house.
No, wait.
I've started the story, so then you can come in a minute and have your defense.
For the defense.
But right now, objection, Your Honor.
Okay.
Okay. So this is what happened.
Am I the judge?
Satchin, right? New TV show, right? Sarapunch Sachin. Do you know what Sarapunch is?
Uma punching?
No. Yeah, you can actually. Serovich punch. No. Do you know what Sarapunch is?
No.
Sarapunch is a Punjabi guy in the bind that sorts out problems.
Judge?
Yeah, no, but more like a local community person. I think he might have some like...
I've never heard of that.
Have some local powers, but the Sarapunch is like an elected sorter out.
Is that to do with the Five Rivers?
No. So I don't think it's Bunge. I think it's a Sarpanch. I think it's a different kind of word. But you're right. It's probably... I don't know. Okay. I don't know what the meaning of it is. I'm sure someone will tell us now.
Yeah. Hello, sir meaning head.
Huh?
Sir meaning
maybe,
head.
Like the head, sir.
The head man.
The head honcho. Sarpancho.
Sir's going to punch you.
Yeah, Pancho honcho.
Yeah.
Maybe. Anyway, Sachin Sarpanch, you can decide. Well, you were there, so you know what happened. So it's kind of like biased.
Saw it.
Okay. So Kedge, whenever he comes around, he has a cup of coffee from the coffee machine, which he likes.
Yeah, lovely.
We make it with like soya-based milk or plant-based milk.
Although I've got to say that we are slightly slacking the almond milk. As a company, we are slacking on the almond milk.
You're not winning over the jury right now. The jury are shaking their head.
I'm just stating facts. I have to now deal with lactose-free milk and all this other
This is not even my house. And when I watch him make a coffee in your house, Tommy, it winds me up like it's my house.
It winds me up, but I don't say anything because part of being a good host is actually kind of going, you know, guest is God. But I thought, this guest can do one. Yeah, yeah, right. So anyway, you don't have sugar. You always have your coffee with honey.
Yes.
Again, a little bit strange, but I'll let it go. Yeah. A little bit strange.
That's strange.
It's a little bit strange for coffee. Honey with hot water, honey with other drinks, but not necessarily coffee. Okay. Anyway, so... I normally have the squeezy jars of honey, but today I had the jar, right? And I left a spoon.
Which again?
What?
Why would you get a jar of honey? Who buys jars of honey? Do you know what I mean? Unless you're going to wait for the honey to finish and then you're going to stick some masala in it.
Do you want me to give myself a punch?
No, you know what?
Karen.
I think
what I'm trying to say is
say I'll dive
there's
the
a
table.
Lot of issues along the way. It used to be very easy. Coffee, squeezy, and almond milk.
No.
The process has become much long-winded now.
You know what's happening? Right now, he's up in trial. He's up in front of the judge and the jury. Mm. And they haven't even got to the closing arguments yet. And they go, he's guilty. I can just tell he's guilty.
People
have already made their mind up.
Karen.
Because of the attitude that's on display. So anyway, so what happens is I leave a spoon next to the honey, right? And I'm sitting there talking to you, Satch, right?
We're both watching him.
We're sitting at the kitchen island. Kedge's on the other side of the island, right? So we're four sets of eyes, me and you,
Satch,
looking at Kedge, right? And Kedge is there. And what he does is he opens a jar.
Yeah.
He's holding the spoon.
Well, no. Firstly, I noticed, as I am Inspector Gadget, I noticed, this jar still has the plastic seal thing on it, but why is it sticky?
The cellophane,
yeah.
And I said, I'll tell you why, because it has been used. I said, it's not brand new,
right?
Even though the cellophane is still around the
little
rim.
That kind of threw me a little bit.
Wow. I'm
sorry. But that's got nothing to do with what you did next.
Irrelevant. Objection on it. So anyway, let's just get to it, right? So what he does is I've left a spoon there, his coffee's there, his lactose-free, milk-free milk.
Not
is
his.
There. Yeah.
Just
yeah, no. No, he produced it out of his own teat, right?
Just lactose-free whatever.
So available next week with every download is, Anyway, my point is, you open the lid, holding the spoon in one hand, tips the jar of honey. So it starts to run out of the jar into your glass.
Perfect,
I went,
perfect.
Just use a spoon. And he went, no.
No, no, I did use a spoon.
Do you know what he did? He tipped the jar of honey onto the spoon, then...
Oh, that's what he did.
Yeah. But and why would you do that?
I'm like, it's a clean spoon. Put the spoon in, take two dollops, and then however much you
then
want.
And then mix
it out with that spoon and all that. But he doesn't. He pours it onto the spoon. Obviously, as it's pouring out the jar, it's now running down the side of the jar, which links back to his previous complaint. Of, why is the outside of this jar sticky? And I'm thinking, probably because idiots like you used it last time, right? And then the honey's in all on the outside. I went, now look, now what you can now use a spoon and get the honey off the side of the jar.
Then...
This is my family honey. My children eat
family
this honey.
Family honey. What does that mean even?
Then he basically got his ungli and ran it around the rim of the jar to wipe all the honey off.
So he put his dirty finger around your rim.
It wasn't dirty.
He fingered my rim with his and smeared honey dirty. All over the rim.
Yeah, but then you collect it all though, innit? You get a good soft clean.
Yeah, but I've also
that's
had
not
your
soft.
So now when my kids go to you, I'm gonna go, don't eat that. That's got that's jutta.
How? Are we wearing the outside?
Yeah.
You're not good. Your kids are not going to lick the outside of that jar.
I'm surprised you didn't.
My kids ain't going to touch that jar anymore. I'm going to get new honey tomorrow. Yeah, and guess what? Guess who's going to finish off the jar? And I'm going to get a lovely bottle of squeezy honey, which lights up.
This is why they've invented squeezy honey.
But you bearing in mind, you've openly displayed several issues in the past around people double dipping with peanuts and crisps.
Yeah,
put your hand in. And yet you want to run your ungli around a family honey jar. It's not like it was my sachet, your sachet, whatever. Oh, well, don't worry.
I just don't see what's so bad about that.
No, of course it is.
I cleaned it.
It's coming from the outside.
If it's your own rim, then it's cool.
Yeah.
This is someone else's rim.
I would not do that.
I feel comfortable just wiping, getting my finger and putting it around your rim. That's how I feel when I come into the Sandu household.
I love the fact that you're comfortable. I just would prefer if you weren't that comfortable.
And also, the reason why I poured the honey onto the spoon is because I didn't want to go spoon into the honey like that and then stir.
No, but you didn't have to stir. You just spoon it out,
dollop it in, spoon it out again, and then mix it.
But I wanted to taste it after one dollop and see if that was enough.
He still can. No one's stopping your tongue from working in between spoons.
No, but then I can't go back in. Then I have to get another spoon.
No, you don't.
I do.
Well, it doesn't make a difference.
I can't get that spoon back in the thing.
The honey is runny. It's not completely solid.
No. But if I've stirred the coffee, that's what I was trying to say.
This guy, I'm sorry, but he's worrying about another spoon. He makes his coffee with two mugs.
Yeah, he does, because he warms. Yeah, you're right. So you got another mug dirty because you like to warm your milk up beforehand.
And then, when he was pouring it, he spilled that all over the island as well. Yeah. And that wound me up because I could tell.
And then I put the honey away in the cupboard and it was not more than 2 millimetres from the edge.
Satch pulled me up on that.
I
was like, bruv, you can't leave a jar at the edge of a cupboard.
What are you turning into?
The door's closed and you're like, no, but it's precariously put on the edge.
Nobody wanted hanging off the edge.
It was.
Hold a minute. I'm now wondering, in terms of a fair court, this judge is seriously biased. He's already banged you up.
I know.
Yeah. So guilty or not guilty for crimes against milk,
mate,
honey,
I didn't even
coffee.
I didn't even need to know what the situation was. When he walked into the courtroom, he was going down.
There you go.
Honestly,
there you
guilty.
So that's
glad
it.
We started off on a positive note.
Right, there you go. So other than that, anything else? Do you want to complain about anything, Kedge? Because we've had a moan about you.
Well, I think the general consensus of...
Hang on, very quickly.
There you go, some more issues.
Is there anything else that you're putting your fingers in? Because you're a fingerer.
Why?
No, just, you've obviously done it to... Do you do it at home?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's like, I like to, like, you know, sometimes when you're cooking, so today the pasta sauce was cooking and I was like, I don't think it's hot enough yet. Do you know what I mean? And it'd been on for a while. So I just quickly dipped my finger in it and I had a lick of it.
Well, for the family pasta sauce.
Yeah, the family pasta sauce. And I just put my finger in it just to feel the temperature.
Yeah, well, they told me that.
But then I licked and washed my finger and I didn't go back in again. I just wanted to do that one time feel.
No, but it doesn't matter. So why would you stick your finger? Did you wash your finger before you did it?
No, but
I washed my hands before I started cooking.
Right. No, but you might have...
So if anything went in, maybe a bit of basil, maybe a bit of cheese, maybe a bit of garlic.
I don't know, maybe did you pick your backside?
No,
bum biscuits.
I'm a proper chef. I'm a proper cook. So that's what chefs do.
Don't put fingers in food.
You've got to taste it off your finger because then you get the real flavour.
No,
otherwise, if you put
true.
A spoon in it, you get like the aluminium flavour.
No.
The aluminium flavour from cutlery.
What other parts of your body do you put in food?
Yeah, exactly. Because you're right. There might be more of a flavour that comes off an aluminium clean spoon than Kedge's nail, fingers, You know,
no, that's what chefs do.
Guys. Well, I ain't eating around your house. That's disgusting. Yeah,
no, yeah, no, no.
That's how you cook.
Exactly. It's a quick dip, and that was it.
I'm gonna go into your house. I'm gonna open the drawer, look for the kadashi, look for the like sporting spoon. No, it's just shoes. No, just shoes. That's what they use. They use shoes to store sandals and chappal to stir their bloody study and sauce. Anyway, right. Dirty. So no more dipping. I'm telling you, I don't think it's right. And actually, I think if I'm surprised.
I think I get it from my mum.
I'm surprised.
No,
she's a good woman, man. No, I'm not having a bad word said.
That's the traditional cooking. You just stick your finger in, have a little quick taste. That's no,
you get the spoon, you try it. Like no, when I make a chicken curry.
No, what else are you going to do with that spoon? It's a waste.
Okay. But
then you wash it. Then
but
you
by you putting your finger in, you've just contaminated that entire.
Extra washing, right? Yeah. And I'm getting charged by the meter now on the Barney as well. So it's like, do you know what I mean?
Oh, whatever.
It's expensive.
Yeah, it's true. But even, you know, McDonald's and stuff, even if a food. In the, it was the food, I remember I was in there recently, the food was wrapped up in the bag slid off and just dropped to the floor, like from the shelf, not from the counter.
Yeah.
So it fell about less than a meter.
Yeah.
And they look at each other, they binned it again. Yeah, binned it, started again.
But you have to.
No, that's McDonald's.
What does that mean? Why do you think they do that, Kedge? Is it just for fun?
No, because they're held to certain standards and accountability.
What are those standards based on?
Health and hygiene and all of that. Yes.
Fine, carry on with your ungly. Wait a minute. And by the way, I'm gonna out this. Who's just done a Descartes? Because I can smell
me.
My god! For a vegetarian, that is the meatiest burp.
No, it's garlicky.
No, it's not. It's meaty. It smells like yesterday's kebab.
Can I just say it's because I've had coffee with that whatever lactose-free thing was. So is this bad?
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
I chopped up all the basil that I needed for the pasta.
Yeah.
And then there were a few stalks, unused stalks, but I wasn't going to use them because I'm not going to use it tomorrow or the next few days. Do you know what I mean? So rather than just lying, I'll bin it.
Basil stalks.
The basil stalks, yeah. So I binned it. But in the bag, right? So
in the basil bag.
In the basil, so you know the basil comes in the plastic beer bag. So in the bag. And then I kind of just followed the top and then I just put it in the bin. Because I was going to keep it and then I changed my mind. I thought I'll just put it in the bin. Yeah. Anyway, since then, a couple of tissues had gone on top of it and all of that. And then afterwards, I was cutting some mozzarella and then...
Thought, could do with some basil.
And I thought, you know what? A nice bit of basil and mozzarella and tomato.
Yeah.
Like, you know, no,
tricolore.
I went, I haven't got any basil.
Yeah, I binned it.
I didn't want to go and get some more basil.
No, of course not.
So just for myself...
Yeah.
Because I know that if I announced this to anyone in the family, they would absolutely have a heart attack.
But your bin raider.
I've got the bin out, the basil out.
The bin.
Which is covered in the plastic, so it hadn't touched anything.
Okay.
I took some of the leaves
but
out.
But why? I mean, I have a problem with you throwing it in the first place.
Because it wasn't going to use it. It would have just died in the fridge, and then, you know what I mean?
It would have been sat there.
Yeah, it's just... But it was just the menu.
If you were such a good chef, you'd throw your ingredients away at the end of the...
Yeah, true.
Yeah, but I like to clean as I'm going.
As opposed to his fingers. he doesn't clean as he goes there. So
I kind of did it, and I thought, you know what? That's okay, because it was covered in the plastic bag.
Okay.
But would that have been an issue if I'd served it to you guys?
If you served it to me, yeah, it would have been an issue.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you can't just take it out of there. If it was for yourself, then it's cool. Then you ain't got a problem with it.
I think I'm telling you what.
It hasn't touched anything.
If you've seen how it's landed in the bin, if you've seen
it. It wasn't a dirty bin. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. Then it's really, but if you told me, by the way, that basil that you're eating went in the bin. Then I'd pull it out of the bin, cut it out,
put it in
the plate.
Disgusted by that?
Yeah, I'd be disgusted. It's the thought of it's quite disgusting, but probably all right. But
honestly,
in general.
I didn't think twice.
Oh, see, I'm surprised at that, Kedge. Because I think another Kedge only a few years ago would have been quite prudish.
I think you've got to look at, you know, that's wasting, you know, like, so in a way, I kind of felt redeemed.
You shouldn't have thrown it away in the first place.
I felt redeemed, I didn't waste it.
You shouldn't have thrown it away in the first place.
Yeah, true.
Like you should have, at the end of the day.
Maybe, yes.
At the end of,
maybe, in hindsight. End of service. I could have kept it.
Regardless of that, I think you're probably all right to use it, although nobody
wants.
Okay, so imagine this thing, Kedge.
But if I'd served it to you guys, you would have kicked off.
Okay, you go to a restaurant, you go to Pizza Express, and the chef comes over and goes,
that's different.
By the way, mate, sorry, you know that basil? Threw it in a bin, didn't I? How about it's all right? Took out any couple of tissues went on top, innit? Are you going to finish that bit of honey, or can I use my finger in your food and wipe it all up? Oh, no, go for it, mate.
Yeah, all right.
See what I mean? So
I think it's different.
I think because you were in the driving seat there, you saw it, you feel reassured.
And it was for yourself, so that's all that matters. Yeah. If you gave it to your family...
I almost did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, then that's bad.
Almost did. But anyway, all right, moving on. Let's not talk
about it. How are we? Oh, welcome back, by the way, from Dubai.
How are you finding the cold?
Dubai and Sri Lanka.
It's freezing.
Have you acclimatised yet?
I went to Dubai and India.
Yes.
Yeah.
What did I say?
You said Sri Lanka.
Did I really?
Yeah.
My God, you know.
Where did I get that from?
Yeah, Dubai and India. So anyway, came back, landed. It was 30 degrees over there. Came back, -3.
Yeah. Oh, God. Jeez. That's so bad.
And I parked my car at the airport in Heathrow.
Weather system.
So I had to, obviously, you know, when you come out the thing, you've got to wait for the long stay bus to come. So there's me, the Wally, standing there at the bus stop, waiting for the bus to come. That took 10 minutes. Didn't take a jacket, obviously. Not a big one, a little thin one, but not like anything.
Oh, yeah, nothing substantial for this weather.
And got to my car. My car was, you couldn't see the colour of the car. It was frozen over.
Totally.
Was the door ice closed? That's been happening recently.
The passenger side had to yank open.
Yeah.
And none of the windows or nothing. It was just, because it was so many days of cold weather while I was away, the whole thing had just gone.
Yeah.
This is where if you've got a convertible, it's a problem. Because, you know, convertibles, the windows go down a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't figure that out because it's just jammed, the whole thing. So, therefore, you can't shut the door.
I ain't got a convertible, luckily. But still, I was there and nothing worked. The de-icer didn't work. The scraper didn't work because it was too thick.
Oh, my God. Can we talk about de-icer?
I was there
this winter, de-icer's not working.
I was there for half an hour just with the fans on.
But it's funny,
so the de-ice is not working.
It's not working because
you know it says up to minus so and so degrees it works.
Yeah.
But actually, we haven't actually thought about what happens when it gets colder than this.
Yeah.
And then where do you go to find that de-icer? Because I bought this new. I normally go for just a Tesco can, but now I went and tried this new thing, which is like a yellowy kind of liquid, which is a de-icer. It does look like that, but it's slightly fluorescent. But I thought, this looks a bit high end.
Yeah.
De-icer. A little bit more sort of expensive as well. And actually,
my dad
was there when I was spraying it. He goes, this is not doing anything.
No.
He goes, it's just yellow stuff trickling all over your screen. And I was like,
I could have done that for you.
Yeah, exactly. Warm as well. Exactly. And then you know when you scrape it, the slush just.
And then I
want
to run my fingers through it and wipe it on your seats. I'd have done.
Dipped in the hummus.
What's the problem?
Dipped in the hummus.
Yeah, exactly. Let me check whether the sauce is hot. I'll be back in a minute.
And I've got that, and it's just like, and I'm scraping it. And it's just yellow eyes, and it's like it's not doing anything.
Nah. Okay. So funny enough, this year,
we hit -7? I just started telling you.
Really?
That's the coldest. I don't remember anything being that cold in England.
And also, whether anybody else's de-ice has been non-effective, I've had as always. I think like a lot of people, if you are like me. I've had a de-icer kicking around in the car for years. Mm. Can I find it now? No, I can't. It's gone from the car. It's not in the garage. And I'm like, and I actually refuse to buy another one because I'm like,
why?
Because I'll use it once, then the ice will
this ice is here for a while.
You need this.
Well, actually, you know what? I just turned the car on in the drive. I know it's a bit careless because someone can just steal the car, but I don't know.
You can get arrested. That's a legal thing to do now.
Oh, actually, okay. Little teaser head to my things I learned is car related. At the end of the podcast. But
what if someone, suppose you can't take it anyway, you can't see anything.
No, exactly. Well, they're going to crash.
They're
going to chase them.
Yeah.
But what's been going around on TikTok?
Can I just quickly say that? Yeah. The advantage of having an electric car, though, is I can switch it on the app.
Oh, from inside?
From inside.
Very good.
Which is, the only winning thing that I've got, having this electric car at the moment. It's just like, I can just switch it all on.
And a friend of mine had a Range Rover, and he could warm up the seats.
Yeah,
warm up the seats and
the screen.
Yeah, but that's a nice touch, actually.
So that's a nice
From the confines of your own home, that's always a good thing.
Yes.
But no, on TikTok, what went around, I saw it was someone goes, hey guys, everyone, you know, you should fill up a carrier bag.
Yeah.
Like a sandwich bag with hot water.
Yeah, and just
seal it.
Yeah.
And then run that bag over your windscreen.
I've heard about that.
I thought, okay, cool.
It's a little bit dangerous, though, isn't it?
No, but then, hold on, this is what I want to add to it. Then a day later, a Punjabi woman, Sariano, please, Sonoji. She's doing the tutorial on TikTok. Yeah, you can see her churi on her hand. Like,
what accounts do you follow, bruv?
It just comes up. No, you know when it just goes. No,
what
actually,
is the algorithm?
No, tell
basically
a lie.
More to the point.
Tell a lie. This one wasn't. This one got sent to me, but it's only because I got sent the other one from before.
Right.
The English one.
So
I'm
what
like,
did she say?
So she's going.
Good morning, Sariano. I
don't know what she's saying.
Yeah.
Lavave
de vich.
Lavave. I love that.
That's not a bit Italian. Lavave
de vich. Yeah.
But she basically said, so in the lavafa, yeah. They put the hot water and they kind of run. Imagine, like, you know how boxers, they get that bag of ice or whatever,
stick on
and they
head.
Run it on their head. It's like that.
I just got one of them from Amazon.
Why? Why have you got a boxer's ice bag?
It's not a boxer's one, but it's a contraption, basically, that you just put ice in it. So if you've got, like, you know, if you want to, like, calm your muscles and stuff.
And actually,
so rather than having it in a...
Yeah.
In a, what do you call it? Like a tea towel.
A tea towel which runs
which
and leaks.
Wet.
Yeah.
This is just a little contraption that you just put the ice in it.
Like a proper one.
Game changer.
Is it a bit plasticky?
Game changer. Yeah. Bro, bag of peas and a towel around it.
I know. No, but then the peas defrost.
Yeah.
So you stick it back in and get something else out.
But this is like proper. Like you get three different sizes and he's like,
this is kids.
I'm like, it's game on.
He came up on Instagram and he bought himself.
Maybe it's because he knows he's going to get punched.
Yeah. He's got to be ready. Just in case somebody hits me. But anyway, what I'm saying is there's aunties even coming to the rescue now for how to deal with it.
Did that little techers work? Like, is it good? Did you try it?
Yeah, it
But I wouldn't recommend people filling up plastic bags with hot water.
No, I wouldn't recommend that. No, that's quite dangerous.
That is dangerous, mate. You don't even know when it's got holes in them.
No, that could crack your screen.
But not through the plastic bag.
I know, I get that, but it's more a case of if it defrosts so quickly,
yeah,
your screen could be...
That's why it shouldn't be that hot water. It should be lukewarm.
Yes.
I don't think it's that...
It's like people go out there with a kettle or something.
Yeah, with a kettle.
Well, actually, on that note, when the auntie was doing it, I say auntie, she had a Punjabi accent, but she might have been auntie. She doesn't. It wasn't so hot that as soon as she touched the screen, it all melted. It almost took two or three goes
she's wiping
it with a... It's like just having a warm, hot towel. But anyway, but they're saying because it's not a cloth, because it's not a jug, and it's not that direct hot water onto the screen, you shouldn't do that, and it clears it all up. Anyway, I'm just saying, aunties on TikTok.
You've got to be a bit of a madman to be going out in this weather. And to be fair, speaking of madman, I saw Kedge out in this weather on the weekend.
What do you mean?
Why were you out and about running?
I was running. I'm back.
Why?
On the,
why? In
I'm
this weather? On. Are you feeling all right?
No, I've been off it for a couple of weeks over Christmas and everything like that. And I thought, you know, because I'm not a mad nutter runner that has to go out, you know, like three times a week or whatever.
But you're a mad nutter.
But I am a mad nutter, correct. And then I thought, you know what, I'm going to go for a little run because I was not feeling right in my body. There was something I was like, this is not feeling right after Christmas and all of that. And I went for a run and I felt so good. And I smashed out 7 miles.
Oh, well done.
And it was the fastest pace. And it's weird because you know when you run without a watch and without any sense of
monitoring.
Like, you know, like you're no not tracking. Thinking about, oh, you got to keep it at a certain tempo, rare, all of that. Yeah. I just went for it, right? -4 it was when I started. And that's, again, it's another level. And
that is hardcore.
But I tell you what, the advantage I've got over all the other runners is that nasal breathing. I know I'm banging on about it, but it is game changing.
But you've also got massive nostrils, so you're breathing so in a lot of
way
cold
more,
air.
Way more than everybody else, not just 25%.
One breath, he runs for 4 miles. And then takes another breath.
I wish.
And he's on the way back.
I wish.
And I think there's air coming out of other holes.
Yeah. Of course. But what I was going to say is that, so I did it, the run, and I thought, you know what? I came back home and I signed up.
Another marathon.
Oh.
Not another marathon, but half marathon.
Oh, well done, bro.
So is it the Mumbai marathon?
No.
Because I saw that. That was there in
that
India.
That was.
You should do the Mumbai marathon. You would love that.
That's the dream now, I think.
You would love that.
But the thing is, you've got to train slightly and to acclimatise to that temperature as
well. Yeah, you've got to run around cows
move
and stuff.
Move there. Go live there.
Go and live there.
Yeah, and
what,
then...
just pick up sticks and then...
Pick up sticks. Don't worry about it, bro. Pick up sticks.
Just move. Yeah. Go. Tomorrow.
Yeah,
it's a 4 month training plan.
If
they do it in January, I have to go there like July time.
Back to the training, what needs to change?
So basically,
rickshaws in the way.
Oh well, for India, what would have to change? Well, yeah, I mean the weather training is slightly different, isn't it? So it's like you're breathing humid air. That's going to be harder.
Wildlife,
you know, liquid. How much liquid you're taking on? Wildlife, cows. You're going to have to dodge. You might just by the time you dodge all of that and the rickshaws and everything, you're going to have to probably run 30 miles.
It will be the heat. It'll be the humidity and
I think the humidity kills you
and
that.
The smell.
From what? No, I don't mind the smell.
I don't mind the smell either. Weirdly, I don't. I quite,
no, the
quite
smell.
Like,
no, Sach, I quite you, like you've got to become the smell.
Bin, the shared you've India smell.
Become the smell. I ain't becoming no smell. Bro.
Yeah.
I've been back now. When you land in India, you've got to just become the smell.
Yes, I know. But do you know what? Like, obviously, I went back after so long this time.
Yeah.
And I just thought, maybe the smell will fix itself. The plane door opened. It was still there.
No, but
waiting for me.
What do you
waiting
mean
for
fix
me?
Fix itself. Like you, no, you don't like, want you it know, to be.
I just thought it would have got better. So none of like when I get back,
no, but it's
I
not
going to
get better.
Why not?
Well, because you've got so many homeless animals and people.
We don't come back here and then it starts smelling, innit? Like, it smells all right.
We've got sewage system.
You're basically thinking, oh, that smell, it was just throughout the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s and noughties. And and then after 2023, it just went.
After Corona, that's it. We've got
it. It's all gone.
Yeah, I still can't. But yeah. Well, I still wake up today, like this morning. Do you know you can still sense it?
Yeah, it's stuck in your temple.
I hope other people can connect with this little bit of nostalgia I want to share. And that is when my grandparents didn't live in this country when we were very young.
Yeah.
They moved over like when they got older and then they kind of needed my mum and people like that. My mum's parents, right? When they'd come and stay with us and they'd open their dechi in their room.
Oh, yeah, I know.
No, dangerous.
Dangerous.
In what way?
Because your whole house is going to reek.
No, yeah, okay, you're saying reek.
Well, just the smell, isn't it? You just get, you're just transported into India.
I love it.
Tommy wants to jump in.
That smell, and I can still
and you know
smell
what? For
it
me,
now from
I
memory.
I remember my mum opening up the saris.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's in the clothes.
I hate that.
Oh, why?
I hate it.
What do you mean?
No, if you like that smell, stand next to him.
No, but it's that.
I don't smell of saris.
No, bruv. It's not a bad smell. It's not like a. Oh, it's not like sewers and all that. It's not.
No,
like,
no, it's not a smell, but I just didn't like it. Look, I didn't like it when I was in England.
I
didn't mind it when I was in India. But when I'm in England, I want Febreze.
Yeah, oh, no, I don't.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Just that's just when they open that and you kind of go, wow, that the material's all folded.
Yeah, but talking of saris, did you see, you know, the Mumbai Marathon? Did you see that thing that was going around about that the real old lady, the mussy, in her sari?
Oh.
Right? Who? So she'd slightly jacked up a sari, had trainers on, 82 years old, and she ran the Indian, the Mumbai Marathon.
Hold on, an 82-year-old?
Yeah. Yes. And she was like, no, she wasn't power walking. She was going at a running sort of pace.
Good on her.
Yeah,
good on her.
Brilliant.
Oh, where do you remember? Was she one of yours? Was she Gujarati?
If I was looking at her, I would bet. If I was a betting man, which I am, I would say Gujarati.
Because I tell you why. As soon as you said it, and because you said sari and not a suit, if it was Punjabi.
But like she had a good like, you know, her hair was like a good sort of growth of hair, thick, grey. It was like she was like proper looking decent, like one from one of them.
Can you fancy her?
No, from the scene, that's why she was running.
Like, she saw him.
Like she wasn't. She didn't look like she was struggling. Do you know what I mean? At 82.
Yeah.
She was breezing through it.
Now, you know what? Well, firstly, rated to her, whoever you are.
I'm sure she's never
listen to a podcast, but you know.
No,
that's,
she might.
I'll tell you what I take from that. And actually, I've got another story to add to that that relates to that sort of, which is older is getting younger or younger is getting older. We're trying to look at it. But basically, people are living their life more now in their 70s, 80s, even 90s. I've got a story about someone who's famous, 93, who just got married for the fourth time. And I think Asian people need to know this, particularly British Asians,
because
we are so quick, particularly my parents dad. He'll be like...
My dad said the same thing about his elder brother. He goes, he's now 84, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he goes, he's kind of just like, feels like he's giving up
on
life.
He's letting go, right.
And it's like this song, you got to, because let's be honest here, gotta keep going.
Yeah, they do.
You have to.
They do, you're right. Exactly that.
But you have to.
But it depends on your mindset. If you kind of go, whereas we kind of think, oh, I've raised my family, my kids have grown up,
mera
time pass ho gaya.
And it's not even letting go, but it's more like, I don't do anything. And that's why, you know, the one of the people, the oldest living people, and where they've got the most old people
living in Japan, is
Okinawa in Japan.
Yeah.
And it's because they're still doing community stuff. So they all get together. They do the gardening for each other.
The yoga, the yoga, stretching, like, the laughter things.
But they're meeting people, they're laughing, and they're keeping themselves active.
Yeah.
When I'm 80, I'm still going to be DJing.
Yeah, good. And you should. I once did a piece for the
one. Are you laughing
at? No.
No, just Bob, because, you know, I'll be the
London is still dancing, don't worry, at 80. Yeah, but exactly. The thing is, just imagine if when you are 80 and you're DJing, like, and you're still playing R&B, that's going to be almost century-old music. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, whoa.
That's one way to look at it. But I'm just saying, live your life. Live it to the very end. In that note, Buzz Aldrin. You know, that's what I'm talking about. Buzz Aldrin is a man who went with Neil Armstrong to the moon.
Yeah, space.
So Neil was the main chief. Buzz was his left-hand man. So they're
inspiration
the first,
for Buzz Lightyear.
They're the first two men or people on the moon. Buzz Aldrin is 93 years old.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just got married for the fourth time.
Wow.
To his young 63-year-old chemical engineering with a PhD woman. Very good. Very good marriage, right?
Very good.
So he settled down. And actually, for a 63-year-old, I'm telling you, she looks like 45. I mean, well, in these pictures.
Yeah, 45.
Blonde hair, all done up, clearly probably had a bit.
45 would have been.
Probably had a little bit of work done, yeah, looking at the bulla. A
little bit.
Bullocky Johnny. But 93. Now, you're 93. How long are you hoping to be married for? Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, you can't say that.
Well, I'm just saying.
Might be 10 years.
Might be. I hope he is. I hope he's 20. I hope he's 50. But what I'm saying.
No, be realistic.
What, and what are you looking for in a relationship? I'll say it now because they've moved out. My neighbours.
Here we go. Spilling some tea here.
They moved out because they divorced.
Right.
But he's in his early 70s and she was in her late 60s.
Right.
And I remember I think it might have been my dad or my uncle or someone. We were basically saying, why are you getting divorced at that age? Oh, we just got fed up of each other.
Maybe when they get married, though, again.
No, they don't. He's moved into a flat. He walks the dog. You know, he said, I'm happy to walk my dog.
Yeah, but she's moved elsewhere. To the point, maybe, where it's just, you know, the children have gone.
Yeah.
And then you've got to deal with each other's company. And you feel, actually, this is just a bit of a pain in the backside.
If you spent 40 years, 34... Yeah, you're right.
No, but you know what I mean?
But if you spent 34 years...
Actually, I'd rather live in... If it's my last few years, I'd rather live in peace than listen to a bit of nagging or whatever it is.
Would you rather be alone? I think I'd rather have my dookie wife around than be on my jacks. I don't like being on my own.
The older you get, I think you start becoming more comfortable in your own space. And I think the best older people are the people who are really comfortable being alone.
I love that. Yeah, and just really, just they look like they're comfortable in their skin. Yeah.
Well, that sounds like Tommy on the weekend, to be fair.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So over this weekend, actually, I was telling Satchis, right?
You went to that event.
I did two events. I did.
You've got to tell us about the event. Where you were invited to someone's house.
Oh, yeah.
That, because you left that at a cliffhanger last episode.
Oh, did I really?
You sent us a voice note and we didn't really know much details. You were just like.
And you mentioned it last week that you were going to go to someone's house to do a gig, which was a little bit weird at the time.
Yeah. So I've never done this before. And actually, weirdly, I'm embracing it a bit more now.
Did they give you a pole to dance with?
Nope. There was no. So it was a couple.
Right. Did you have to wear an outfit?
Nope. I didn't have to. That it was his 50th birthday.
Right, right. Now, did you come out of a cake?
No. They're a Gujarati couple, family.
Was it a game where it was all about just participating and not about winning?
No, no, no. I jumped out of a massive dogla. So when I find out a day or two before that it's for his 50th.
Right.
Okay.
In my head.
It's a birthday party.
And you know, they're paying me to turn up and do half an hour worth of comedy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's what it was. They wanted you to do a little comedy show.
Half an hour comedy set, right? I was like, okay, right? At a party. And I'm thinking,
they don't want me?
I think your line was busy or your agent said you're out. Okay,
yeah, must have been.
And then, in my head, I thought, I know what it is. He's probably a fan. It's his 50th. I've been booked by his missus.
Yeah.
As a little surprise, right?
Yeah.
Fine. I got to the house, right?
Yeah.
And I found out just beforehand there was only 20 people at the party, right?
Oh, intimate.
So it's very intimate. I thought, but I thought,
is probably a little bit hard though, isn't it?
Very hard because
I've done them ones though as well.
I don't do those comedy nights. So every comedy night we do is 400 people.
Yeah,
and it always sells well.
Because 20 people, they're locked in and they're engaged.
And also,
it's got to be funny.
And if you're making if 10 people aren't laughing, that's half your crowd.
That's it, right?
And they tell me on the day before that at the party there's going to be kids as well as adults.
Oh, that's hard, isn't it?
And they go, the kids are 8. Some of them as young as 8.
So you can't drop any swear bombs.
No swear words. Yeah. Or not even any kind of Rudy sort of stories.
Yeah.
Or things like, oh yeah, me and my wife. None of that.
Yeah.
Right? It's got, on the briefing, and you have to do briefings, don't you?
Yeah.
When you're DJing for people's weddings, they want to tell you their playlist.
Of course.
I've never done that before. I don't have a briefing. I just go to comedy night, do my thing, see you later.
Little does she know that you try and brief Tommy, he'll be forgetting it in about a second.
Oh, I'm terrible like that. I'll go, whatever you say.
Crack on.
Yeah. So she goes to me, you know what we want? We're looking for that kind of Michael McIntyre humour. And I thought, but he's one of the best. He's one of the best and most successful comedians in the world.
When you are sad, just go, I need someone like Tiesto. Do you know what I mean?
You could actually do that, Satch, because you're a very good DJ. But it's like saying, but can you create like a festival
bass
vibe?
Hunter? Like, I'm looking for that level of DJing skills. Do you know what I mean? And you're like, but I'm just DJ Satchi from the block.
Yeah, exactly. I'm keeping it real.
And you're paying me 200 quid.
Yeah, and exactly that. So I'm like, okay, now you want Michael McIntyre, Saturday night primetime TV, family entertainment viewing.
Only the best.
You want me to do for half an hour for a bunch of people I don't know in your house, right in the marquee. So first,
the pressure was on.
Knock at the door. The birthday boy opens the door. I don't know who he is, right? I've never met him before.
He don't know who you are.
I could say, no, happy birthday, Cal.
You're going, surprise.
No, I went, all right. I'll be honest. Sorry, I'm going to just say.
It was awkward
to the maximum.
I knew it.
Because I actually got there.
This is what you should have taken me. No, I could have broken that ice for you. I'll be the lull who goes in first.
I got there half an hour before I had to be there, just to allow for traffic and whatever.
Right.
And I just stayed in the car in the freezing cold. And I was like, what am I going to do in the house? Let me just go when it's time to perform.
Yeah, correct.
And then I'll leave. They wanted me on for 7.
Were you a little bit nervous, Tom?
Bruv, I was very nervous.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you how I knew I was nervous. I was being a bit snappy and a little bit rubbish around the house. Because deep down I was thinking, I'm going to die on my arse here.
I'm feeling the nerves now.
I don't even know.
I love those nerves.
I know what you mean. I don't.
This is not the normal nerves, isn't
because,
it?
Like, no.
Because you are. He wouldn't be nervous if he was doing 5,000 people. 20,000 right. O2 or whatever.
No, but I think that's what makes this, what we do, special.
Yeah, you're right.
You get put into situations where you've never experienced before.
And I told myself, actually, Tom, you're growing. This is like, this is another string to your bow, an intimate
agree,
gig.
Agree.
I did one gig like this in Edinburgh Fringe Festival and I thought, I don't want to do 7 people. What am I doing? I'm Tommy Sandu. I'm a big deal.
Yeah.
See you later. That kind of thing. But,
all right, 8.
Yeah, 8 people.
We'll give you 10.
Right. So I get there, open the door and I went, hey, how's it going? And I was kind of expecting him to go, oh my God, it's Tommy Sandu.
Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing from no one. In fact,
it goes Michael McIntyre. Brother,
I can add to that and say everyone.
Michael McIntyre's lost a lot of hair.
Yeah, lots of hair. He's been on holiday. Brown or something. Yeah. No, so the only person that knew me was the wife who booked me.
Oh.
None of her friends, none of their friends' other halves knew me. That the kids are looking at me blank.
None of that matters. Did you smash it?
Hold on. The birthday boy.
The birthday boy didn't know, this is quite funny.
That was the awkward thing. I went, all right. And he went, hi. I went, oh, I'm here for Nina, his wife, right? Nina booked me. And he went, all right. And he went, yeah, come on in.
They thought you were a stripper. Right? Nina booked me. I would have got
more laughs if I had to take my cup around.
You change into your Tarzan outfit upstairs.
Yeah, right.
So probably thinking, what the hell is going on here?
Right, exactly.
I wish I was here for this.
Actually, it would be good if they were all Janes.
Yeah,
a family
exactly,
of Janes,
yeah.
And I'm Tarzan. No, you're Tarzan and Janes. There's a whole thing in that. So, and I went, all right. I said, so sorry. I said, where's the birthday card? He went, oh, that's me.
Oh, all right.
And he goes, sorry, who are you? I went, oh. And in that moment, I've just fallen to the floor in my heart. Because I've gone, oh, you don't even know who I am.
Yeah.
And then you're not even going to laugh at my really funny joke.
So I take them and they went, oh, do you mind taking your shoes off? Right? And I took so I went back to him. And because
tell
I had,
me you had socks on.
I did have socks on, but I had no show socks on.
Oh,
I had,
that looks weird then.
Because I was going to someone's 50th birthday, I thought, I'll wear my loafers. Yeah. So then I took my shoes off and my socks off, walked through the house.
He's more there.
Right?
Why did you take your socks off?
Because then
he's barefooted.
Like, because I think no show socks on my size 13 feet look weird.
It's even more weird. No, that's barefoot, bro.
No,
I mean, you're going in for a park or something.
Does that matter?
This is hilarious.
No, it's hilarious. I don't want to have no shoe because there's so much no show of my foot. Do you know what I mean? It's like a little black like little line around the outside of my foot.
There is no need to take your socks off.
Don't get it. Why is that so bad? No, the socks look weird.
Idiot.
The socks look weird.
That's even worse. Okay, so you've got him barefoot. Like the Maharaj.
They're like, oh, someone booked a galley. Someone booked a swami.
The priest is coming. Maybe renewing our vows.
What, are you the pundit? No, I'm not. I'm the comedian. Right. So then, anyway, we go through.
Just imagine this, the comedian.
And obviously, because it's no-show socks and I've got like fitted trousers, they finish at my ankle. Bro, I look like a clown. So I'm now in a suit jacket, tight jeans, tight trousers.
Can you go with him next time?
Is that that bad?
Your manager next time, please.
Is it that bad?
Oh my God, I'm dying.
Anyway, right?
So you might have just had a loogie on as well.
I go through to the marquee. Yeah. It's now freezing in the marquee.
Of course.
My feet are so cold. Right? And so they got a little blow heater and I'm there, stood in front of it, just putting my heels up to it, like just trying to stay warm in front of the boat. And then they all, by the way, I got to say thank you to Nina and Cal because they had a load of Gujarati food all laid out. They were delicious. And actually she even said who the caterer was. And it's like, jarred me up or Chaati man, you know, or something like that to do with chaat, right? Anyway, but they had Bombay sandwiches. Vada pav.
Yeah. Bambaji.
Yeah, Baba Ji.
Mogo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all that
chili
kind of
paneer.
No, I don't think it was all, it was, but I had, I went, I'll tell you, I'll just try one of the little Bombay sandwiches. Okay. With all the little sev, is it sev all over it?
Yeah,
over
yeah,
the,
yeah, yeah.
Bruv, it was delicious.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
it's
it is.
So delicious. A Bombay sandwich.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know when you go, I just had the one, and I got, then I got
was
the
it da belly or was it Bombay sandwich?
So yeah, it went in the belly.
Hang on a minute. Did you?
It went in da belly. It went through the mouth into da belly.
Did you?
What did you just say?
Tell me. Did you then have to perform with no shoes and socks on?
Right. So then...
Because I wouldn't be comfortable doing that.
No. Then Nina, the wife, came over and she went, oh...
Please put your shoes on.
You got no shoes and socks on? She goes, aren't you cold? I went, yeah. She goes, oh no, just go and get your shoes and bring them through to the marquee. You can wear them in the marquee. I was like, oh, great. So I went back, put my jalab on, put my pants back on, and just... And then, but how did it go? It was fine. It was a fine gig.
Good.
And actually, what we did was a bit of Desi Oki. So I did a bit of stand-up.
Oh, nice.
Then we did a bit of Desi Oki, and they it really... And I did Desi Oki versus non-Desi Oki.
Right.
We got a load of Desi singing and Desi songs. And by the way, I just went through Desi Oki videos of the past and just went, oh yeah, take that from Anil Kapoor, I'll take that one from A.R. Rahman, I'll take that one from Shah Rukh Khan. Mm. And it was nice. Did that, and then we did like... Bruno Mars, Ed Sheeran, that kind of stuff for the younger kids who then got to sing their song. So it was good. It went down very, very well. So thank you.
Lovely.
But I feel a bit bad because about 2 minutes from their house was the club that you were DJing at, Satch, in Northwest London.
Yeah.
But I was done by 9:30.
Yes, you were.
And I was already really cold, right?
Yeah.
From being in
and
the marquee.
Satch, you kind of invited us to Namaste Lounge.
Which yeah, you were doing, right? Yeah. But you said, what time are you going to be there from?
Yeah, about 9:30.
And it was 8:30 now.
Right.
And I thought, I just want to go home.
I don't blame you.
I'm cold. And also, even though the stand-up went quite well, and actually I spoke to my cousin on the phone, he goes, God, you sound like you're buzzing.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, actually I had a good laugh doing it. And Desi Oki, the sing-alongs and all that, you get into it.
Mm.
But I went, literally drove past your club and I was like, he's going to be here in an hour. And I'm never around Northwest London to where I'm in Northeast London. It's only about 9 miles as a crow flies, but-
You'd never go.
You never go. You know, you just really, and actually I thought, I just want to be at home.
It's funny that I was dreading it because I thought he's going to ring me any minute now and go, Kedge, come out. And I was just on the sofa with a blanket and I thought...
So you were at home as well? Yeah. Why didn't you both come out then?
I thought you had planned. You were busy, you said.
No, he lied. I was back home for 9:30. But when you said, oh, I'm going home, I was like... Okay, that's cool. Because I thought I'm going to have to make an executive decision at 9:30 going, come on, Kedge.
You should have come out. You should have come out.
Was it a good night?
It was a really good night. And I was surprised because it was freezing on Saturday night.
It was freezing.
Yeah.
And when I got to the club, I was walking up and do you know like the footpath had iced up already.
Yeah,
so people were slipping around and stuff. And I was like, already? We hadn't even come out of the club yet.
Yeah.
And it was, I don't know what it was. It was packed.
Oh, man.
Everyone was out.
It's because it payday, wasn't it? That's why. It was payday last Friday.
No.
It's not payday.
Yeah, 21st. A lot of people get paid.
No, 28th, 29th.
It's usually the last week.
No, third week.
No,
it's usually the last week.
End of the month. Everyone knows end of the month you get paid. It's not third week. Third week might be what you get.
Yeah.
But
okay.
End of the month. Anyway, so apology went there, but I'm glad you had a good night. And I'm kind of, I want to be there now because I'm nice and warm now. I'm like, oh yeah, listen to Saturday.
But in that moment,
you know, you're like, there's nowhere else I want to be rather than home. But I don't
That's
have anybody
quite
else
sad, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, actually, because I wonder whether it's because I don't drink anymore or whether it's because I'm just old.
For example, with the other, last week when I was in India, so we ate and finished quite late. It was about 11 o'clock or something.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
with my cousins and stuff. And I was like, let's go out. Let's go out somewhere. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, which and it's like, not even a decision. It's just
it's just like, all right, cool, let's go. We just went to like, because obviously it's Gujarat, you can't flipping get any alcohol
booze,
anywhere.
No.
Yeah. So we just went to like this outdoor rooftop. Mean? You know, but still, I'd like to be in like a bar or something. It's nice. Yeah. The vibe's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we went to like this rooftop terrace, like coffee shop kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was still quite nice. But I was just like, I don't think I would have done that back. I would have gone back to my home hotel.
Are
do you know what I mean?
Are we slightly blaming it on England here and the weather and it being cold?
Yeah.
Is this what we're looking
Maybe
at
Maybe
we're
being typical Brits. Or is it post-COVID that we don't want to go out anymore? We're just a bit...
Oh,
nah.
No, I'm past that. I do like going out.
Yeah?
I do like going out. I don't know if it's COVID, but I think it's just this cold weather. And you really makes you question going... Like even
it's
like
a combination of cold weather and being old.
Yeah.
Is he old?
But also, I mean, how old were the crowd in that club that you were...
Oh, yeah, they were all young. They were younger than me.
Right, fine. That's too young. And honestly, I don't enjoy that because you just feel... You just feel, you feel old.
You feel old. No, I feel old, DJ.
It reflects it.
No, but normally it's quite mixed in there.
It is, but it was there was a younger crowd there that day.
Okay. I would rather go to like a concert or a theatre show or the cinema. Like, I tell you what I started looking at. Yeah. I had to do a 7-minute stand-up comedy set on Sunday night, right? I was booked in Birmingham.
Yeah.
And it was booked for 7:30 and I thought, done by 7:37, at the venue by 7:50, and up the road, they were showing the 4DX version of Avatar.
Oh.
I thought, 10 past 8, I'll be
get
there.
Get in there.
Bosh, watch it.
Did you do it?
No.
Oh.
A, by the way, it was really cold outside. I'm going down Broad Street.
So,
and my hotel was 20 seconds away, but also it was running a bit late and I didn't leave there till 8:30. So, but I'm saying, just in general, I just feel like I've become way more of a recluse.
I think it's down to the weather. Mostly it's down to the weather. And for example, if we were somewhere hot, we'd be going out and doing something else. Like, you know, if we were living abroad or something, let's say,
then
it'd be a different story.
No, you're right. It'd be
so you're saying, where would you live? Like, what kind of, where would you want to be?
Well,
where
practically would you half live in Dubai anyway at the moment? So
actually, okay, let's do this. Let's do it for each other.
There we go.
Where would Sachin live if Sachin wasn't living in the UK? And I'm talking for Sunshine, because I think the problem we've got is I am so British. Right, that
I think we all are.
Yeah. Right, and really, and now I'm British and I'm 46. So you come, you think this is me now. I'm this idiot. I'm this guy. I think in this way. I know this way. This is the way I know. And I like sarcasm. I like irony. I like moaning about the cold weather. That's a very British thing to do. You know.
Yes, it is.
Right, talk about the weather. All those characteristics. And I remember, I lived in America for a bit. I lived in for about 8 months. I lived there for some TV work. And the thing that made me leave was I went into this donut shop where there was double doors and each door had a half a donut on it as a handle, right? You go inside, the tables are donuts with a hole in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
There's all donuts behind the counter. There's a guy with a donut T-shirt
on.
That
annoyed you, right?
No, hear me out. Okay. I go up to the guy and I went, sorry, mate, do you know where I can buy some donuts? Thinking I was funny.
You didn't get it.
He went, yeah, sure. You're right here in donut heaven. And he did all that. And I'm like, oh, he doesn't even know I'm joking.
Yeah, no, but maybe he...
And it was that. I thought, I got to go. No. I can't stay.
But he done that to double bluff you, maybe.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Bruv. There was no double bluffing.
Was this America?
America, LA.
Yeah, I can believe that.
They're not going to get that sarky vibe that we're always on.
Yeah.
That gets lost in translation.
So, where could we live that we could fit the culture, you know, kids, family, lifestyle, school, everything. Not just like, oh man, I'd love to live in Hawaii. Yeah, I'm sure you would.
See, I think... But you're not The Rock. I think I could have seen you in like California or something.
Okay. We'll come to me in a minute. Let's talk about you, right? I think you spend so much time in Dubai.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a natural fit. And your brother's there.
Yeah, I've got family there.
That I can see you there. But also, because of your work, because you're DJing, you travel all around the world anyway.
Yeah.
So your home would probably be a base. And therefore, because you don't drink, you've never drunk. Hmm. So Dubai, UAE, Saudi, even you could live in a sunshine, have a pool.
Yeah, he doesn't drink.
No, he wouldn't. No, but he wouldn't. He wouldn't.
No,
he,
of course, because there's smell.
He'd be
on a mission to try and get rid of the smell.
So yeah. I think you could live there. Could Satch do the States? Could he do Australia? Could he do South Africa?
No, Australia don't appeal to me.
No.
And the States again. I'm with you, Tommy. They don't get it.
I think you're definitely a UAE.
Middle Eastern.
Not expats in Dubai as well. So you wouldn't feel that way from home.
Yeah.
Satch would live there. Where would Kej live?
Well, that's easy, isn't it? We just send him back to where he came from.
No.
I can't.
No. I've tried.
As much as we cuss him for it, he couldn't live in Dubai.
No, exactly.
No, I can't.
And I'm sure, even if there was an availability in Modi's team for an assistant, I don't think you would want to.
See, I see Kej in old Dubai.
Oh, what do you mean? Like where all the like freshies are? Is that what you're saying?
I don't care.
I love that area of Dubai because that's where you get proper food.
Nice, yeah.
I don't know.
Go back to selling handbags. You used to do that.
I could do, but in the market, Wembley market. No, I don't like Dubai either.
No, you're right. You're not a Dubai type.
No, I just don't like it either. And I don't know. You know, I'll tell you where I was close, where I did
don't
live.
Say France.
Honestly.
No, yeah, you couldn't live there, though. Maybe in Paris. Yeah.
Paris only.
That's
only
another
Paris.
Major city.
But that's not... It's not warm.
Yeah, and I don't think you'd stick it out. I don't think you'd be like, yes, I found myself in Paris. I don't think there is anywhere else that you... Probably all three of us, even if you went to the UAE, Satch, we couldn't really live anywhere else.
Maybe South Africa.
Have you been there?
No.
I have.
I'd give it a go.
No, you're right. It's great for weather, great for food.
Great for weather. Yeah, they've got a bit of desi. They've got a bit of the gorgeous stuff. They've got, Table Mountain.
It's just not Britain.
And they've got cricket.
Yeah, I get that.
I would miss the football. Sorry. And the bottom line is, I can't leave England.
No, I can't leave England. And what's weird is...
No, Tommy, I think you would. You could.
Okay. Where would he go?
Austin, Texas has always appealed to me.
Yeah,
right?
I would say stateside somewhere. Yeah.
Texas, right? Because it's
I know people
you get big
Texas.
Houses. I love my big houses, land. Yeah. You know, outdoorsy types doing that sport. Food. I love all. I can do all the food there. But again, after a bit, I think I'd still need to come back.
But
to
I went, like, for example, I went to Phoenix once.
Yeah.
Arizona. I loved it. Yeah. And I was like, I could probably live here. It was that nice.
It is really nice. I've driven across the states from coast to coast a few times, actually. And we stopped off in Phoenix. And I remember thinking, Phoenix is well nice.
It was well nice. Like, I saw the prices of houses and stuff. And I was just blown away.
Yeah. And that's the thing. You can get a little more. But again, you do it for 6 months and you'll go, I just want to be back in these roads, these pavements.
Yeah.
I think it's more the chat you get, the British chat. I love it. You know what I mean? And the comedy and all of that. And I just think
Kedge, I think you get that everywhere you go with the people that you meet.
Not the comedy, though.
Not the sarcasm.
I don't think so. Also, we wouldn't fit in because we don't know the lingo. Like, we don't know the Hindi and that dialect.
No, but it's
like,
we don't
quick
need to
enough.
Know that. As long as you find people that are like you, then you'll be cool.
I don't know.
And that's, you know what, Tach? Good point. If you meet a good egg, no matter if you've got good neighbours, you suddenly get a good bunch of mates.
Then you're cool.
Yeah. So, Kej, mates are people that you hang around with that actually like your company.
That's
how most people would do it.
Okay.
Just something to consider. But look, anyway, I'm sure sunshine appeals, heat appeals, but I don't know. I think I'm too far in grade.
There's a reason why we might have to start thinking about moving out of this country, because the story that we absolutely need to be chatting about, which was out this week in the papers, and the headline was something along the lines of kids or Gen Z, right? The Gen Z.
Is that Generation Z?
Yes. Are now ditching classic biscuits.
The youth them.
Yeah. Classic biscuits for dunking samosas in tea.
Okay. Let's break that statement down.
Did I read this correctly?
Number one, are they trying to make out like
front page news? This
like
was.
Avocado? Was it avocados? Or are they trying to make out like okay, Logan?
Well, hang on a minute. There's nothing health beneficial about a samosa.
No, but so now the diets of young kids have moved on so much because they're all trying all these new.
Yeah,
foods.
No, I get that.
That samosas are. They're saying basically this article is saying samosas are just like biscuits for this new generation. That's how they use them.
So it could have been anything, like a bao bun or something as well. It could have been anything.
Yeah, I reckon. But just practically...
spring roll.
But let's just break it down.
Yeah, we're triggered by the fact that you're dipping...
Who dips samosas in tea?
No. It doesn't work because soon as you take a... Look,
has that thought ever crossed your mind?
I mean, I dip a lot of stuff in tea.
Yeah. Kedge's fingers.
You are a dipper.
I am a dipper. Brother, any biscuit or toast or even... bread.
Yeah. I do
butter. Do you know like fruit bread with butter on it?
Oh yeah.
Dip that in tea. I love it.
I don't like fruit
bread. But that's a bit like them little fruit shortbread things that you
I love it.
When I was little, more so I haven't done it because I remember getting told off for it. I used to dip my buttered bread in tea. And I'm like 11, 12, 13.
Yeah.
That's quite standard. Cool. You have
I think all Gujaratis do that.
Well, I'm not Gujarati, Kedge. I love the fact that look how accepting Kedge is of my Gujarati status. Yeah, all Gujarati. We're all
you're welcome, brother.
Yeah, thank you, man. I do feel like an honorary Guji sometimes. That's why sometimes. By the way,
but you said that like as if it's weird.
No, because I tell you why I'm grinning.
Is it frowned upon?
The buttered bread or me being an honorary Gujarati?
No. The buttered bread in tea.
Okay. Oh yeah. So
is it frowned upon?
All my life, my sisters, my mum, dad would always go, "What are you doing? Like what? Dipping?
Really?
Yeah." And actually, soggy,
I've only ever
soggy
seen people
bread.
Do that in my family.
I love it.
I've only seen people do that in my family.
Oh, I love it.
See, I'm just born into the wrong family. Mum, dad,
they used to cut
tell
it
me.
In three slices, butter it, and then just, soldiers.
Like soldiers,
in tea.
Yeah, that's how I like it.
Worse than that. I used to.
Like it because you get all those little sort of butter globules in your teeth.
And that's it. You get like what looks like an oil spill on top of the film.
I drink it.
Yeah, by the way. Butter. I know it sounds rank.
I think I was supposed to be a Punjabi.
Yeah, and I think I was supposed to be Gujarati.
You weren't supposed to be Punjabi.
Yeah. No, honestly.
Yeah,
no.
He does. He loves
it. Honestly,
yeah.
Paratha, I'm all over it. Maki roti. That's all I want to eat all the time.
And you know, it's good for you. It's not the same as white flour.
No,
it
does, of course, it does of good course. Things.
Yeah. So anyway, if I see a kid dipping a samosa, I'm going to slap it out of his hand.
But no, but is there any what yeah. Asian kana do you dip in tea?
Like, you should only be dipping it into chutney.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Like dhokla, all
it
this
does,
kind
does
of
work,
stuff.
It's
and
spicy.
Not mango chutney either.
Don't amal raj in it. No,
but it is a weird one how in this country, all of a sudden, it's now become okay to dip samosas in tea. And then I saw that, and as if, like, you know, I'm thinking, oh my God, how am I going to deal with this headline in my head and, like, dipping samosas into tea, and it's just the wrong one. And then I go and see this picture, and it's been, everyone's posting it all over the Instagram and thing about Asian nachos.
Yeah, you sent it to us.
And I sent it to you going, hello, what is this about? And it's basically what it described Asian nachos as was papadums, avocado, tamarind salsa. That's just umli. Yeah, imli chutney.
Yeah.
And crispy shallots. And you're thinking,
that's kind of what you eat with papad anyway.
No,
bit,
but
a bit of onions.
Well, that's
bit
the,
of
you know when you get that, you know when you have
avocado, it's a bit weird.
Avocado's a bit, but also like you know some restaurants, the fancy ones, they do that kind of masala papad where you get the onions and the tomato
on top,
coriander,
yeah.
And it's got a bit of chili powder.
I love that. Like making that at the table.
I like it when they give it to you.
Actually, that's the one time I don't mind a little bit of badloon. You know that
salt
masala thing that smells a bit badly. That's quite nice. But
fart powder.
Okay, so it's a papadum, so they got like papadums like kind of booty size.
But you
size.
Can't do that to... You can't do
they
that
ain't Asian nacho.
That's not... And also, exactly, papadum. It's not nacho.
It's not nacho.
No, but they're calling them that. This is
but
just...
It's not
this,
nacho.
This
why are you doing that?
For example, when I... When
you
I'm,
don't get nachos with all the stuff on the side and just a bowl of tortilla, do you?
No, but
really?
You kind of do.
No,
that's tortilla
nachos,
dips.
Nachos, hold on, let's break this down. Nachos is the dish when it's been made.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Correct.
No.
Do we agree on that?
Yes.
No, nachos are the crisps.
No, they're tortilla.
That's tortilla.
Chips.
That's tortilla chips.
Oh,
yes.
Good point. Okay. But so, then, hold on, when you go to the cinema, you get your nachos with cheese.
Yeah, because they put the cheese on top.
No, they don't. They put it in the little pot on the side.
Yeah, because they can't build it for you. So it's practical.
Some places build it, some people don't. Yeah. So you get the salsa on the side, and then the jalapenos they might put on top. But I think we have to agree that nachos is the dish.
Okay, fine.
Yes.
So therefore, this can't be Asian nachos. I'm sorry, it doesn't make sense.
Well, it is because it's done half the job. Half the job.
Yeah.
Just allowing it.
They give you all the ingredients for Asian nachos. I think it's all right. I think you're giving it a hard time. Well, I'll tell you what. Whenever I go to a wedding, and let's
but
say...
it's a weird combo.
When the chard...
Avocado and papad.
No, it's not. It's fine. It actually works.
Not sure about that.
When the chard comes out, and if there's like non-Asian people there, I'll say to them, this is a bit like Asian nachos.
What?
Chard, because you've got the crunchy bits.
What's chard got to do with Asian nachos?
Because when you build nachos,
no.
Let me speak then, right? So when you have chard,
where's the cheese go?
Wait, right? I said it's like. I didn't say you know if you take.
You've led them down the wrong path completely.
Cul-de-sac'd it, mate.
Yeah. When you have nachos, what do you put on the nachos? You put a dollop of the sour cream, the salsa, the avocado, the cheese, maybe some peppers, maybe some chicken, maybe some whatever.
Them
right?
White people are disappointed in you,
bro. You've been leading all these goodies the wrong path.
Jart is crunchy bits with a bit of day.
It's got day. Ain't no day on nachos.
No, but I said it's like. I didn't say it's exactly like that.
But it's got nothing.
It's a similar Tommy. Sensation.
No.
It's a similar sensation.
That's like,
chili,
you know, when they complain, oh, Tom Cruise is, Sanjay Dutt is like Tom Cruise. No, they're not.
but that's a bad, whereas Shah Rukh is like Tom Cruise.
No, he's not.
Yes.
No, he's not.
He's a megastar. He's like, he's top of the game.
Chart is not nachos. You're charting breeze.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you.
I think you have to go back to these Gordon and apologize.
Hello, Gordon. Really sorry about what I said in 1998 about the chart. It turns out I was wrong.
God, it's good.
Oh, by the way, Sanjay Dutt is just like Arnold Schwarzenegger. So you should check out some of his films. Watch Sanju. Sanju's great. But no, I actually think Asian nachos. I don't know if this is Asian nachos. But an Asian nachos with avocado, with a bit of imbali, with a bit of dain, with a bit of that, over the papad, over the crisps, or whatever it is, that would work. That could work.
Oh, I don't know. But firstly, imbali and papad is a problem
paneer,
for me.
I put paneer on nachos. That works a treat.
Well, shredded.
Actually, or I think cubes. It was just small cubes. So the little dollars over here and there.
That is a little bit of innovation. Maybe that could work. I would still.
I'm sorry, paneer has no place in nachos.
Really?
No place.
Oh man, it's nice.
No, it's no, like, no, no.
But you ever put chicken on nachos? It's the same thing.
Chicken's Oliver. Cool. Chicken's cool.
Paneer's cool.
But paneer's not cool.
You can if you're putting chicken on it, then you can put paneer on.
You can't put paneer on.
Yes, you can. Same thing.
No, you can't.
Same rubbery.
When you go to a restaurant, you can actually get nachos with chicken on it.
Yeah, that's right.
Obviously,
yeah.
You can get the veggie version. Oh, they don't pull out the paneer and whack that one, do they?
No,
the
but maybe Indian vegetarian places need
why
to start
would you
doing
put paneer this and then an cheese idea. On top? It don't make sense.
I think that could... No, but if you had like paneer tikka type of cheese...
Yeah. Or even grated paneer or whatever.
Not a grated paneer, but it's flavoured in that tikka sauce.
Yeah.
I think that
few
let
peppers,
Tommy
few green
next
chilies.
Week... Done. Experiment. Let's try that.
Yeah.
Oh, here okay. he goes. He's getting you to make
Asian
it next
nachos.
Week. Oh, there you go.
Asian nachos.
You've
the real
got,
ones.
Right. You've got stitched up.
No,
Tommy.
No, I don't mind it because that's an easy.
No,
one.
You like that. You like.
Oh, here you go.
You like that. You like that.
He doesn't even know he's been done.
Should I marinate the paneer?
Then he's going
to fajita marinade. Or do you go?
No, 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 no. Desi. Do desi. Actually, you know what? Try both.
Yeah.
Do make both way. Plates and then yeah. we'll
then he's gonna think he's on nachos in your room again.
Yeah, exactly. Just if you don't mind, Kedge, just lick the whole bowl before I make them.
If you spill some sauce, yeah, I'll lick it.
Love it. I'm sure. Okay. Right. What have you learned? What have you learned this week, boys? What's the?
Shall I go first?
Let's
go
give the people it. Some gyan.
The thing I learned is in Japan, there's an actual act where people can pretend they're not at home when a visitor knocks the door.
What do you mean there's an
and
act?
And that's the thing.
And there's an app.
That's
an app. Like an app on the phone.
No, it's an act. That's
an
it.
Act.
There's people
ACT.
That people actually practice doing this when someone knocks at their door and they pretend that no one's at home.
What's the act? The act is to hide
that is
them.
That. Yeah, it's basically you're just ignoring them.
So hold on. So what do they do? So they're knocking on the door and everyone just turns the lights off and hides.
They just, yeah.
So you mean it's accepted?
Yes.
To ignore people at your front door?
Yeah. It's quite normal there. And it's called... Irusu.
Irusu.
It has its own word.
Right.
So Irusu is the art act of
ignoring someone knocking at your front door.
Okay.
I'm a bit Irusu, you know.
Oh, and that's the reason why I bought this story. Like when I read it, I was like, this is Kedge.
Oh, I love it.
No, because it is. You're that guy. No, whereas because Tommy's the other guy. He'd open his door, his back door, everything.
To be fair, the other day I opened it. I was anti-Irusu and I opened it and the woman goes, hello there, I just want to talk to you
and
about...
You closed
and
it.
I went, I'm just going into a meeting, mate, sorry. I was like, Ked, you absolute lulu. Why did you open the door?
Yeah, why did you even bother? Yeah.
It was no Amazon parcel. Yeah. Why did I do it?
Yeah, you see, you're trying to do the right thing. But actually, can I say something? I don't imagine Japanese people to be like that. I think because they're so hospitable, they're so good at manners.
No, but this is it's allowed.
But why do you think that is allowed? Why?
Why is it allowed?
Yeah. Why is it? Okay.
Because they're allowed to be pissed off too at some point.
No, no, like, it's like that.
Oh, wait
a minute. I actually think there's a lot to be said to this. This is something that we, as our part of Asians, should take from it because we'll do so much for our guests.
Right? Yes.
To be fair, we always do open one. The door and then you end up having to do an extra one and then you end up having to make jar for them or whatever.
Then they finger your honey. Then they dip their samosa in the tea.
And we should be allowed to kind of go, you know what? I'm in a bit of a mood.
Irusu
I'm really
Sunday.
Tired. I'm Irusu. I don't even want to talk to my wife, let alone you. You know, like, can I just...
I'm going full on Irusu in the garage.
Yeah. And I think learning to say no, like, and actually, but it's down to the other people to also go, that's cool. Thank
that's
you
what
for
I mean.
Me.
And not take it personally.
And I must be a good friend if you're telling me that. Cool. Yeah. I will wickedly give you a space. In fact, I'm going to go home as well because I'm supposed to go see Sachin DJ, but I can't be bothered. So see you later.
So you gave him some Irusu last weekend.
I did. I just stuck my Irusu finger up at you as I drove past. The thing I learned, right? This is my little thing of this week.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Cool.
When you go through a drive-thru,
yes.
Yeah.
How do you pay for your food?
Tapping it.
You tap your phone?
Yeah, tap your phone. Quick tap on that. Because they stick that thing.
If you've got cash, you've got cash.
If I've got cash,
I've
got cash.
No, who pays cash anymore?
Exactly.
I do. If I've got like some change in my card, I'd rather pay with that.
Okay, but otherwise?
Yeah, well, you tap your card.
Straight up tap. They stick that wand out into
your
window.
I hope the officials are listening because it's illegal. You are not allowed to use your phone whilst driving.
I know, but I don't use my phone. I've got the card. My credit card.
Oh, okay. I thought if you tap your phone...
Of course I do.
Yeah, so do I.
Is a phone tap.
Right? Why would you get your card at your wallet and then... I'm the same, bruv.
I don't carry a wallet.
The law around using your mobile phones whilst driving applies to everything. Not just calls or texts. So If you tap,
but if you're stationary,
your engine's running.
Your engine's running, yeah.
Right? He says you may
use electrical.
With Apple Pay, Android Auto, and all that. You pay for those things, but in a drive-through,
yeah,
you would get a £100 fine. You might even get points.
That's if the police bop is behind you.
He might be.
Yeah, but how do you?
If I was a cop, I'd just wait there.
That's what I'm saying. We'll drive 200 miles an hour. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Drive.
No, but come on. What are the chances that a police car is going to get behind you?
I'm just saying. Technically,
in a drive-through,
that is illegal.
It's illegal, yeah.
And actually,
right.
McDonald's, all
McDonald's
the drive-thrus, KFC,
they should
go, sorry, you're not allowed to use your phone.
Yeah,
yes. No one will do that. And actually, I've got the McDonald's app, so that I've got to scan my little code to get my reward points. Right. So then I've got my free double sausage egg McMuffin this morning, by the way.
As you do.
Right?
As you do.
Build up your points. You've got to spend a lot to just get that. I've been there a lot.
Oh, you're wow. on that point scheme.
Yeah,
thing.
Right. Have you got
anything free from that?
Yeah, a double sausage egg McMuffin this morning. And that's when I found out that you can't...
You started collecting, was it two years ago?
Huh? Mm. Yeah. The app only came out about a year ago.
Now he's back to zero again.
Yeah,
because he's eating it.
Offers and rewards. I got little rewards coming up. My rewards. You redeem my 4,000 points.
Just a quick question on this because I don't know about this. But do you think the reward scheme on McDonald's, or Nando's feels more rewarding?
Because I probably go to McDonald's a little bit more regularly. Nando's. Nando's, it takes a while to build up to that thing. So I think it comes around every now and then.
Do people still go Nando's?
Yeah.
What do you mean, do people still go Nando's?
I only go about once or twice a year.
But I've I'm done with Nando's.
I'm Pepe's now.
Really?
Pepe's. It's over.
Pepe's Piri Piri Chicken
like
is better.
I had a little takeaway.
To be
Nando's
fair,
the
veggie I think now is better than
I had the beanie wrap. I thought it was banging.
The chicken, I think, is done at Nando's.
Oh, really?
Pepe's. Pepe's is cheaper.
I never thought you guys would say that.
No, I know. And it's just tastier.
No more. Last time I had food poisoning, so I ain't going back.
Oh, there you go.
But still, I think it's just overrated now, Nando's.
Oh,
big statement from That's
that.
A statement satch.
That is a statement satch.
All right, come on, what you got? And my one is I don't think a lot of people know this. You guys might, because obviously you go to Greg's a lot. But you know when you order like a Greg's bake or a pasty?
Yeah.
Apparently, I didn't know this, but they've all got different markings on the outside of the pasty.
I know that.
Where? It's just pasty.
So you can basically figure out what pasty is by just looking.
Good point. Yeah.
At the pasty and the pattern that's on it. And this has blown my mind. This is like, I've never noticed.
How did you not know that?
What do you mean, how did you know?
Because
you know this.
If you have the certain, look, your veggie, when you're going to go there, you're only going to get the veggie one or the
vegan
cheese and onion
sausage
one.
Roll. Yeah,
or the vegan sausage. So they kind of, you can tell the shape of what that pasty is.
I never looked
at
it for that long.
What marking? So what am I looking for?
So if you want to know the Greg's code, now this has all been put out there in the open, then the bakes with diagonal slits are steak bakes.
Right.
Right. The ones with the wavy lines are the chicken ones.
Yeah.
And the cheese and onion bakes have a V-shape on it.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
the sausage
yeah.
and the baked bean melt have horizontal lines on it.
Wow.
I mean, hello.
See, that's the only thing I really get.
You knew this.
Yeah, because the only thing I really get is the cheese and onion there. I think is the best thing.
And that's got the V on it.
And I knew that.
So what about... So, that's
so when something... when you
but you know you can get... So, but then I don't know. I have to now go in and have a look at these slits again. Because so what about the veggie one? Just the veggie... Not the cheese anymore, but
I actually don't think that has a pattern on it.
Oh, wow. Sad, you are the pattern king.
Look,
But they're the only two that are... Mostly the cheese and onion. I don't get anything
else. So you could now identify a pasty from the outside.
Yeah.
Just but I thought that was a... People knew that because if you always ate that one,
Tommy
thing,
is the
at.
King of Greg.
Oh, I love it.
But Tommy don't pay attention to stuff. Like he just
who does?
Can I tell you something?
Just wolfed the sausage roll down before it's even.
Bruv, there's been times. So about four doors up from the Greg's where I live is a Slug and Lettuce pub.
Right.
And I've got a sausage roll and it's gone by the time I got to the pub.
Even if you gave Tommy
the
wrong pasty, he'd still lick it.
There is nothing I don't eat.
He don't care what slits are on it.
So even if he orders a steak bake, and you've got a cheese onion, he'd scoff it.
Oh, 100%. And not only that, I love it when
they're
hot.
For example, we don't eat steak, obviously, Ken. No. So you've got to be careful, wouldn't
it? Well, technically, well,
now we know. If you ain't got a V on it, I ain't eating it.
Right.
There you go.
There you go.
You should have known that, Ken.
But you should still
rub it. Why would I know that? But you should know that. Who looks at that and thinks there's a design on there?
Go and have, go, when you go to Greg's tomorrow,
I'm going into Greg's.
Take a photo on your phone. Take a photo.
But I think even if you don't eat it, Ken, just run your fingers all over the pasties anyway and just put them back.
Taste the crispiness of it.
That's it. No, brilliant. Things learnt. There you go. I'm a smarter person now as a result of the podcast. Hope you enjoyed it as well. Tell your friends. Let's get everybody brown loading for 2023. Oh, on the 2023 hype. My O, then your O.
Yeah, okay.
If you've got an O,
let's just be Lumidee.
Yeah, get your finger, your O. Just lick that O off. The thing, because I started looking at, what films are going to come out this year? There's a Dungeons and Dragons film coming out this year.
Oh, that's made me excited.
Which I thought,
what's that?
That's another episode.
That's a whole other episode. Okay, that's a cartoon we used to watch as kids, but they're making a movie, and it's going to probably be
in black and white.
No. The opening credits were brilliant.
Yeah, and also there's a new Indiana Jones movie coming out this summer as well.
The trailer's out for that,
which is amazing. So that I'm looking forward to a couple of wicked bits of nostalgia cinema.
Yes, and there's some brilliant films out now at the moment as well. There are. There's that one which I've seen recently, which has been nominated, I think, 14 times at the BAFTAs, the All Quiet on the Western Front.
Yeah, that is that's Avatar's nominated. Elvis is nominated.
Yeah,
Maverick is nominated. That all the Oscar lists is coming.
And you got the Fablemans, which is the new Spielberg film, which is, my god,
have you seen that?
It's next on the list this weekend.
If you get past 30 minutes of it, well done.
Oh, people are saying it's like the most epic film ever.
Bruv, I watched the first 30 minutes, I'm like, this is so slow.
Okay. Well, you know me. I love a slow one.
Yeah, exactly. It's slow. I love slow a slow burner. It's a slow anagra. Okay.
The other is, and it's a bit of a public announcement, is that hello@thebrownload, the email address, doesn't work anymore.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Okay, so
don't email us yet.
Don't email us, basically.
Oh, don't email us.
Just write into our DMs.
DMs, yeah. Instagram.
Oh, and actually, that reminded me of something else. And just one last thing before I completely forget. And the reason why I thought of this email address is because we got a message on our Instagram from a listener whose name is Trusha. And she said that, Kedge, I just need you to just big up somebody that she knows. And I thought, and I read it and I thought, God, you know what? This is actually incredible. So I need to shout this fella out. His name is Krumesh Patel.
Krumesh
Patel.
That's
the name. It is.
Unique.
And he is, right? Check this out, because I couldn't believe this when I read this. But he is basically the coach for the Leicester Riders women's basketball team.
Oh, sick.
How amazing is that? And so basically, he's the only Desi person in top flight basketball in the UK as a coach.
Bruv, I need to meet this guy.
I know. So I looked into his profile and he's like a proper coach.
Sick.
Right.
Good on him.
It's basically everything that I want to be, but it's not me.
I want to be part of his crew.
It's a women's team.
But it's the women's team. He's the head coach. And basically, he's the first British Asian head coach to make it into the cup final in Birmingham. So I thought, you know what? This deserves a little bit of a shout out, because you know what?
Big up
yourself. Asia's doing well in the fields of sport and in
that
different
areas.
You would never expect this. And I would never have known about this.
Good on him.
But I thought, well done. So big up the Leicester Riders and I hope you do well.
Yeah.
So apparently the final is on the 29th of January and it's happening in Birmingham.
Very good.
Okay. We've been invited if we can go.
Yes. Oh. When is it?
On the 29th.
That's this
of
weekend.
Jan. Oh.
No.
No.
Soon.
Yeah,
this weekend. Saturday.
Yeah.
Can't make it.
It's too cold.
Yeah, I'm not going out.
But yeah, no, that's the big up.
On that note, then, can I also just big up Nishi, who is a solicitor that I just randomly was talking to? She went, Are you Tommy Sanders? She goes, I'm a massive listener of the podcast. And I went, and I was like, all right. And then she goes, I remember. She goes, I'll tell you what I'm up to.
Did she give you a discount?
Huh?
Did she give you a discount?
No, she wasn't dealing with my stuff. So it's all right.
Can she deal with your stuff, please?
She can going forward. She's a property lawyer. That's good. So a good connection to make with Nishi. But she said, I've listened up to Christmas. So where are we now? 3 weeks into January.
A lot of people have only got up to Christmas.
Yeah. So she goes, so I know you had a really terrible time in Paris. And I was like, oh no. You suddenly feel really guilty because you're like, I'm sorry to moan about Paris.
You slagged it off. Yeah, exactly. Paris off.
Yeah. So anyway, it's thank you, Nishi. And also thank you to my back pain clinic man as well.
Yes.
In Birmingham, who's been carrying on his advice to me online. So thank you. Seriously, to all the messages that we get on Instagram at the Brownload, Appreciate it. Please keep them coming in, and we'll hopefully hear from you soon. Until next week, laters, boys.
Laters.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.